Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I second that. All in favor?
So, more new business? Back to ongoing business? Do we have any birthdays?
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, Bob.
This is a day of great pain, losing Big Tex, Dez hurting his groin, Dirk going underneath the knife.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, ladies.
We try to cheer you up.
I'm not speaking to you, man.
With Why ladies. Today Doesn't Suck. Here again, Jake.
Thank you, Bob. Cowell & Son Men's Clothier and Savoy Squared brings you my hero and a man that I know is bummed about having to miss church Sunday morning for Cowboys pregame. It's the great Dan McDowell.
I will text people at church, though.
But excited he gets to see Rich.
I do get to see Rich.
Rich and Joe Lecce in the morning will pull Dan out of his funk.
For my Cowboys, I mean, I understand I don't have to be there till 10:30. Is that true?
You have to be there. You go on the air at 10:30.
Okay.
But you got to be there for our 9:30 meeting.
Yeah, I'll see you. I will totally be there for the 9:30 meeting. A little cardboard cut out of me.
Look at some film.
Joining us now, not here at TCU. Oh, we understand, though, they're on my way home. They are in Grapevine. The Hard Line. Mike
Hi,
Reiner.
Corby. Hi, Mike.
And Corby Davidson. Mike, do you read me? Over.
Affirmative, Mr. Dan. Do you copy? Interrogative. Do you copy? Over.
Yes, sir. Are you ready for some Saturday night partying? We've got our ticket situation squared away.
Yes.
I told Mike that, unfortunately, he would have to sit in the integrated section. Because it appears
on your lap.
He's paired up with
Donovan.
Yeah, I've
got to sit with them that night. Mike, do you want to meet up somewhere? Maybe go have a snack before?
I'd love to, Donovan.
Like a cookie?
I don't think we've ever hung out like that before, ever.
Take him to the Ghost Bar.
What do you mean you never hung out? You've been drinking with Mike plenty of times.
You want to come over to the crib and torch a little Buell first?
Heck yeah.
Night.
All right, I'm down with that.
All right. Well,
are
today,
you going to be at this show, Mr. Dan, or what?
I have to go to the 8 p.m. show because my wife didn't want to go to the
late.
You got to take your wife to this?
To the kid-friendly show? That's awesome.
Yeah, we are taking our kids. I have to go to the early show.
I will be going to this show by myself, ladies.
That's what I,
your
ladies.
Wife has no interest in?
I don't know who you're talking about.
In Louis C.K.?
What is this wife?
You're going to go hang out white people land again?
I'm talking about those ladies over there, man.
My wife
calm
will
down.
Be there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that she'll dig him.
Your girls in college?
Can they hear you?
Today is Friday, October 19th, the 293rd day of the year. There are 73 days left in 2012. On this day in 1982, automaker John DeLorean was arrested by federal agents in Los Angeles, accused of conspiring to sell $24 million of cocaine.
What?
To salvage his business.
I thought it was trying to time travel they got him for.
No, he actually did time travel later.
Oh.
To get away from that.
Yeah, he righted all the wrongs. Closed his loop.
I will not sell cocaine in the future.
Closed his loop.
Patricia
I wonder if he
emailed me yesterday. I apologize, Patricia, for leaving it on the printer.
You know, when you do time travel, you're never supposed to meet yourself.
To wish her husband, Pete, happy birthday. Pete Olivas.
Olivas.
Was that
He's
the theme
from
of
Louisville?
Was that the theme of Looper?
And they've been married the 25
theme,
years.
The theme of Looper?
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing better now.
Hey,
right.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Oh, yeah?
What?
I like Frog Alley.
Do you guys find
here,
some hots over there?
You want to get her over here?
Come on over here. Come on.
Get over here. We
ask her if she knows me.
Yeah, give her a headset.
How about what?
Hold on. Photo.
Skull lip.
Do it. End it with a hell about it.
Hey, how's it going? Who are you? What's your
That's
name?
Good. I'm Jordan Daigle.
Jordan?
Oh,
what's your major?
Broadcast journalism. Well, I graduated in May.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Duh, she's okay. On ESPN.
What a bitch.
She is? I'm sorry.
You're on ESPN?
What are you... Wait, for... No.
What? Here. No, so you're a broadcast journalism major and you're holding the microphone down by your waist? Come on.
Oh.
Up by the mouth. We're on the air.
Okay. So you're the anchor of Morning Sports Center now?
Yeah, she's the other Mike and Mike and Mike.
So you're the next Sarah Walsh, huh?
What do you got there, iPhone 4? Yeah, I got a 5. Yeah.
Better put an get an OtterBox on that thing.
Oh, it'll crack like this one.
You know I cracked the screen, do you?
I know.
Be
well,
careful.
You
see what happens when you don't have
big.
An OtterBox on it? It cracks
That'll
like that.
Be mine.
Yeah.
Oh, who's
right.
this?
Thank you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Mama
Dave.
Oh,
that's
Mom. Oh, hold on.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We need to get your mom and daughter together.
Mike,
right.
Mom.
Somebody perked up out here.
So how old are you?
22.
22 years old.
How's the mom? Let's get to the important stuff.
Mike wants to know how old your mom is. Throw mom a headset.
Like a million?
Oh, you already put it away?
Yeah, she knows how to use the microphone.
She's 30.
Yeah?
It's like 50-something.
Are you upset? You don't want to reveal that?
No, I'm proud to say I've made it to 51 years.
51 years old?
All right. Yeah, go Frogs.
Indeed.
Did you go to TCU as well?
I did not.
No? But you live vicariously through your daughter now?
I do.
You forced her into pageants?
Yes, and my three sons who are frogs, too.
Three sons?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh,
you
no
love
kidding.
Doing it, right there.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But how long have you been divorced?
Oh, no. 26 years.
Wow, still married, huh?
Yes.
I thought once they go to college, then you can...
No, then we travel.
Oh,
what,
okay.
Hey, what does the husband do? Send all those kids to TCU?
Well, he's setting up the stage at Frog.
Oh,
Island.
He's over there.
Yeah,
okay.
Dad's over there.
He's in construction?
Okay. Yeah, right now he is.
Have you traveled to Greece yet?
Don't worry about it.
Who do you guys like in the big
all.
Game tomorrow?
Oh, TCU.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we've also picked TCU to win the game.
Oh, I love you.
Madam, where did you go to college? Did you go to Ogle?
What now, Corby?
The School of Hair Design.
Oh. Hair design?
What? She has very nice looking hair, though. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Don't worry about Corby.
Thank you.
So what are you doing broadcast-wise? You doing anything?
Yeah, you're a broadcast journalism major.
I host the Frog Alley stage. So I'm out there 3 hours before kickoff, and I make announcements.
Are you all perky and stuff?
I am.
All right.
I'm perky. Even for the 11 o'clock games.
All right.
We're in there at 8 p.m.
You want to get in the news or sports, or what are you trying to do?
In the nude.
Sports, entertainment.
Go the Candace
like
Crawford route, right?
Man, it just doesn't matter. I just want to be on TV.
Now, if we were to drug test you right now, what would we find?
I can't get on TV. I'm going to get on Idol.
Shut up out here.
If I get on Idol, I'm going to get on the X Factor.
She didn't say that.
Did we get a Twitter picture, Donovan?
No, I can't. The shadows. It's too dark.
Oh, is there a shadow? Oh, what do you have, an iPhone 4? Oh, that's so sweet.
Once we're done, I'm going to have them step out in the sun and get a picture.
Oh, okay. The sun.
Say what? I'm sorry. Let's broadcast her.
What else does she do?
Ask her.
What else do you do?
Where do you dance?
I just made Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, really?
Wow. Cowboy cheerleader.
Well,
so like...
Are you
what
guys
you mean,
underselling you how hot
made?
This girl is?
I'm a rookie. I literally just made
the team.
We
stopped there, dummy.
Well, I guess now we're in the season, but
Cowboy cheerleaders are not
it's still
hot.
Pretty surreal.
Were you on the TV show about making
yes.
the?
Yes.
Oh
I
yeah.
Was.
Wait a minute. What's your name? What's your last name?
Daigle.
How do you spell that? Like bagel with a D.
D-A-I-G-L-E?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys know who Johnny Winter is?
Oh, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Oh, you're on Twitter and everything. Okay.
Yes.
You ever hear of Bob? Yeah, he's
at Sports Stern.
He is Mr. Twitter.
Yeah, he has a lot of followers.
Well, I don't know if I'm Mr. Twitter.
He invented it.
I'm not the best tweeter. I'm trying, though.
Okay.
I'm trying to get
better.
Oh,
you're pretty good, though.
So you were
and they already told you about not dating Cowboys? Is that a rule?
Yes, it's a rule.
Oh, look at this.
No fraternizing with anyone in the Cowboys organization.
Don't you have
Well, but they really hold true to that, don't they?
Is one of your cohorts, though, dating, like, Chris Cooley or somebody? Or...
He's not a Cowboy.
The Bills player?
Yeah. Scott Chandler?
No, the other guy.
Somebody
end.
Dating Fred Jackson?
You know, the guy who handed her the
it
ball.
It wasn't Scott Chandler?
Kelsey.
Is it somebody dating Mario Williams?
He went to Missouri.
Hey, Jordan. Jordan, I'm also seeing here that you were the Sports Illustrated Cheerleader of the Week at TCU.
Really? Wow.
It's true.
Favorite TV shows.
What was that like? What was that week like? Just a whirlwind?
Idol.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Back there.
Hang on.
It was awesome.
Where were you when you found out?
Was I in Australia?
I was studying abroad.
Well, that was a humble brag.
I'm studying abroad too.
Yeah, we have that in common.
So
you like to go down?
Come on, anybody?
Are you engaged right now, Jordan?
I'm very sorry.
I'm with you, Mike.
Are you engaged, Jordan?
Engaged?
You would be like, poor guy. Come on.
How old's your boyfriend? How old's your boyfriend, Jordan?
No boyfriend.
No. What the hell's going on with you?
How about a quickie before I go?
I told you she was studying abroad.
Too busy for boys.
Into the ladies, are we?
No, I'm not in place.
Oh, you don't have any girlfriends, huh?
No friends.
So like at that Cowboys cheerleaders dressing room, you don't see each other naked or anything?
Jeez, Mike.
Jeez,
Mike, this girl is younger than your daughter.
Fair question.
She's younger than your daughter.
He's like 68. You know that?
I mean, her mom's standing right here.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm
her mom is standing right here. We need a photo.
Fair question.
Right,
we'll step in the sun and
Mike,
we get the
Mike
photo.
Mike wants a photo. Okay. All right. Well, ladies, thanks for joining us.
Let's step in, the sun and get a photo.
It's fine like this. Oh, ladies, act like you like each other.
Oh, yeah. Act like you really like each other.
I love her.
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
There.
I love
her. Is that a good one?
There you go. We're fine.
This is so unexpected.
That's all right. You guys did great. Thank you, Mom.
All right,
Idols. So what a cute Cowboys cheerleader.
Never thought I'd
go team.
Cheerleader.
Yogurt.
There
Back dad.
Here goes,
man. She's got all kinds of fun photos on the internet.
Oh, hold on. This will be a better photo because it's more in the light.
That's what I was trying to get.
Look at this, Mike. Yeah. She plays baseball.
Yeah, that's perfect. Here we go. Yeah, turn around again. There we go.
She's on the TCU baseball team.
Two.
Great. One, no?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
They're going to be in the next volume of F Me, F My Mom.
Hello.
Dude.
Keep it going. Keep it going, dude.
Back off.
All right. Birthday news. Let's see. We got Laura's
Thank
husband,
you, ladies.
Jeff.
Bye-bye. I love you. Yes, you do.
Good times.
Laura Blair's husband, Jeff, is 32.
Think about that whole Jungle Fever thing.
Look at that little photo. She wants Corby to comment on her photo, but
well, send it to me.
Hey, Jerry Elliott.
Oh, Jerry!
He's 41 today.
Sweet Jerry, happy birthday, dude.
He's a
we
good man.
We have Bad Killy's
a good man.
College roommate Patty Stewart is 41.
Meh.
Told you.
Hi.
What was her name, Bob?
In famous people news,
she's at DCC underscore
Chickenhead
on Twitter.
Bob, that is not her name.
Her name's not Chickenhead.
Sandy Alomar Sr., 69.
Former Ranger great.
Evander Holyfield, 50.
Broke.
Do we know why I ever said chicken head? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
There's
makes
no
the,
reason I would
It makes
ever
the
say
greatest sense ever, and I love
head.
It.
I think you were talking about at Babe's or some chicken emporium where they sing your birthday.
Oh, yeah. For your birthday, yeah, you do yeah. get a chicken head. Okay.
Chicken head.
It seems like that would hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Forced shot.
That's, not at all forced.
And that's why the coach makes us sit down at big moments of the game.
Not forced at all.
Chickens don't have very soft lips.
Oh, and you're that's funny? That's just what I said, but I made you think about it.
Don't be jealous that I'm laughing at line four, guy.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Brad Doherty, 47.
Oh, whoa!
Lonnie
No.
No wonder Dan's a little testy today.
No wonder you got upset with me right there.
Mark where Bob said little testy. Webster Slaughter, 48.
Whoa!
And look at this,
dude.
Bob. Lynn Dickey, 63.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa!
And no wonder Bob is a little testy today.
It's a common ground with me and Ty Walker, Lynn Dickey.
Finally.
Have a birthday, Dan. Ty Walker!
your chicken!
All right, here's Mike. With not payola or plugola.
No, not at all.
You go to the bookstore? You're up?
Sunday is the birthday of Reed Phillips.
Plain
and also
t-shirt.
Lauren McGillis.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Boy, these are
today.
Not a lot of effort put into this.
In addition to the great Jerry Elliott, the birthday of Erica Hefner, and Saturday.
Erica Hefner.
Like Hugh.
Hefner.
With two
M's? Saturday would have been the birthday of the great Bugs Henderson.
Oh, dear.
Back to you, Dan.
Biff Henderson?
Yeah.
All right, Amy Carter, 45. John Favreau, 46. Chris Kattan, Bob, 42.
Ah, the great Mr. Peepers.
And genius. Now...
What show is that from?
Does he have regret?
Let's get some spares going before we get out of here.
Tattoo regret?
Just leaving Saturday Night Live regret.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around in a little bit.
I buy this coffee that actually alkalizes the body. It's actually healthy for you.
Boy, what a brag.
Now Dr. Salmon is gone.
Dr. Salmon is gone.
Okay. Tim Belcher's 51, guys.
My.
Dip, 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 Tim Belcher of Sha-na-na. Jim Dombrowski, 49.
Detroit Tigers, GM.
No, I think that's Dave. I think Jim is the Saints lineman. Ty?
Let me look that up.
Percy Ellsworth, 38.
Oh, hey, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, hey, Saints guard.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, how's it going?
Nice.
Kevin Folk, 40.
Patriots?
Folk? I beg your pardon. It's Keith Folk. It's Keith Stone. It's,
My Folk name is Keith Stone.
And Dave Varys, 36. Varys?
Varys.
It's kind of like spare closer day and why today doesn't suck. Dave Varys and Keith Folk.
And Keith Stone.
And Keith Stone.
My name is Keith Stone.
My name is Keith Stone.
All right, Tyler, what do you think about all this?
It's not Audrey Hepburn.
Norman. Suck.
The loons, Norman.
I will let you guys go. Stay healthy. Stay away from Coke. Hi, this is George DiGiani. After experiencing a